It's a great question, and the first thing I do is ask questions. Number one, what's your budget? What are you looking for? Where do you live? The reason I ask these questions is, in certain states, like here in Florida, we've just passed legislation to make United States minted coins, like these silver and gold coins, these are considered legal tender currency here in the state now. Mm-hmm. I could potentially pay my property taxes with these silver and gold coins. There are several other states that have those laws passed, and then many, many, many other states behind it have legislation trying to get those laws passed. Uh-huh. Some people want to, now, let me back up a little bit and say that United States minted coins are not the cheapest. They're gonna be more expensive. You will pay more to buy them, but you'll also get more money back when you sell them. If somebody wants the, they don't care about the United States, they don't care about the shape, the size, they just want the cheapest metal that they can buy for their money, I will probably steer them in the direction of bars.
Hey y'all, this is Tiffany Georgopoulos with Natural Resource Stocks. Today I'm here with Kevin Hauser with Miles Franklin Precious Metals. So before we get into your company, I'm curious how you're liking the Rule Symposium so far and what your goal is over the cross few days for your company.
So number one, Miles Franklin, it's not my company. I just actually work for it. Andy Scheckman is the founder and CEO of the company. We've been attending the Rick Rule Conference for, I believe the first year that he started coming, that he started doing it. So. It's great. We love coming here. We love being a sponsor. I don't know if you heard Andy speak this morning. Blew it out of the park. It was just sensational. You know, Miles Franklin's a full-service dealer in physical precious metals, both gold, silver, platinum, palladium. We ship all over the country. We've been doing so for 36 years, close to $15 billion in sales, you know, so far in the history of the company. And we're probably one of the largest dealers in the United States currently.
Well, I love to hear it. It sounds super interesting. So my question to you is, when it comes to different types of coins, gold, silver, et cetera, how do the prices differentiate and how are they different from the market prices?
So there's two different prices. There's spot price of silver, gold, platinum, palladium, any metal, and then there's the premium. Any physical coin, bar, ingot has a premium that is associated with it. What I like to do is I like to basically say, when you think about metal, think about it in a non-tangible form. It doesn't take any shape or size in a big vat in a liquid form. In order to make a coin or a bar, a mint or refinery has to actually manufacture to mint it. So for instance, the United States Mint, that mint would take the silver or gold, make it into a coin, then the mint would sell it to a wholesaler and then sell it to a primary distributor. Distributor would sell it to a dealer like Miles Franklin, and then Miles Franklin then sells it to a client. Mm-hmm. We take the spot price, and then all along that line, from the mint to the wholesaler to the distributor to the dealer, everyone takes their fair share. Very small percentages added onto it, and of course that's how we make our money. We're very transparent about it. We just take a very small fraction, add it to the premium that we pay, and that's how we make our money.
So then what does someone who comes to this booth and is looking to use you guys as a dealer, what does that benefit for them?
So we actually are one of the most competitive dealers out there in terms of price, but I think what sets us apart more than anything is the customer service. The metals business typically is a 24-hour business. I know I can speak for myself that when my clients call, text, email, they can get locked in on price virtually 24 hours a day. Not many dealers are going to do that for you, both on the buy side and the sell side. Andy has been doing this, like I said, for 36 years. Customer service is probably, without a doubt, the number one most important thing to him that we provide to our clients. So we really strive to give that service to our clients the best that we can.
I agree. And so when you're looking for companies that are going to use you to end up dealing to other clients, how do you find those companies that are helping you?
So we have our distributors that we've been using for decades. But our clients actually find us predominantly through Andy. Andy does a tremendous amount of YouTube videos, weekly, monthly. He's probably doing 30, you know, in this week alone. And when Andy does those videos, at the end of the videos, during the videos, he always says, for more information, if you're interested in metals, you can contact us through the phone number or info@milesfranklin.com. we get a host of inquiries that come in, and then that's our sales team that divvies out those leads so that we can call those clients or prospective clients to find out what it is that we can potentially help them with.
Well, I think it seems like a great opportunity for people looking for dealing coins and dealing precious metals and finding your company. So it all sounds really great.
It's great. And then, of course, you get things like this, that 10-kilo coin, which is a very, very difficult find. There's only probably about 300 of them made annually. They're all pretty much sold before they ever leave the mint. I was fortunate to find my own. Uh-huh. Andy's trying to buy it from me. It's not going to happen. but yeah, this weighs 27 pounds. It's 321.5 ounces.
Wow.
And a given market right now, probably anywhere between $25,000 and $30,000 for that coin.
That's insane. So yeah. Tell me a little bit more about this. I'm curious.
Tell me about
the different types of coins. I'm curious about how they differ in price. How do you even price them to begin with?
So, you know, again, pricing is predominantly done through the primary distributors. Mm-hmm. And all we do is, again, we tack on a very small percentage mm-hmm. to it from what we pay. We're one of the most competitive, so you're going to find that Miles Franklin is typically lower priced than many other dealers. Mm-hmm. Outside of the 10-kilo coin that you're seeing there, predominantly everything is U.S. minted. So here we have the only silver coin minted by the United States Mint, a 1-ounce silver eagle. We have 1-ounce gold eagles and gold buffaloes. Gold buffaloes are 24 karat gold. Gold eagles are 22 karat. They both mm-hmm. contain 1 ounce of pure gold, but the eagle also contains 1/10 of an ounce of a silver copper alloy that gives it that durability. And if you notice, and I can open this up and show you, the difference between these two coins, you see one has more gold than the other. Uh-huh. Which do you think is more gold than the other?
I would say this one's
got a little bit more gold because it's 24 karat. Uh-huh. This one's got more of a brown copper feel to it. It's more durable. If I drop this on the ground, you're going to see markings on this from it dropping on the ground. Uh-huh. If I drop this on the ground, you won't, because it contains 1/10 of an ounce of silver and copper. All the other coins in here are, again, U.S. minted for the most part, with the exception of these two silver. Mm-hmm. They're both kilo coins. One's from the United Kingdom, one's from Australia. Mm-hmm. Everything else, this is the same gold eagle, but it's tiny. It's smaller than a dime. Each one of these, it's a 1/10 ounce gold eagle. This right now is roughly on market value is about $450.
Interesting.
This tiny little thing, smaller than my pinky nail.
Yeah.
And a 1/4 ounce, same thing. This is roughly going to be about $1,000. And then a 1/2 ounce right here is going to be roughly around $2,100, $2,200.
Wow.
So this is all U.S. minted. And then the ones that are slabbed, what we call slabbed in this hard case plastic, these are all graded mm-hmm. from the grading companies, whether it's PCGS or NGC. Mm-hmm. MS, which stands for Mint State. This is a Mint State 63. This is going to be a Liberty, a $20 mm-hmm. Liberty. And this is quite old. This one is 1904. So this has withstood the test of time.
Yeah.
And this one is what we call the numismatic. It is slabbed, meaning it is protected and it is graded. And these not only have the value of gold, although it's not a pure ounce of gold, it's a little less, 0.9675, mm-hmm. It also has that collectability towards it. So people are paying premiums for the fact that it is so old and it is preserved in this
heart.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's
that
what we do.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And so when someone comes to your booth and sits down and they're looking and they're trying to decide what coin they want to go for, depending on whatever their goals are with these coins, how would you tell somebody, depending on their goals, what they should go for as your company?
It's a great question. And the first thing I do is ask questions. Number one, what's your budget? What are you looking for? Where do you live? The reason mm-hmm. I ask these questions is, in certain states, like here in Florida, we've just passed legislation to make United States minted coins, like these silver and gold coins, these are considered legal tender currency here in the state now. Mm-hmm. I could potentially pay my property taxes with these silver and gold coins. There are several other states that have those laws passed, and then many, many, many other states behind it have legislation trying to get those laws passed. Uh-huh. Some people want to, now, let me back up a little bit and say that United States minted coins are not the cheapest. They're gonna be more expensive. You will pay more to buy them, but you'll also get more money back mm-hmm. when you sell them.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody wants they don't care about the United States, they don't care about the shape, the size, they just want the cheapest metal that they can buy for their money, I will probably steer them in the direction of bars. Bars are going to be less expensive than coins. Rounds, which don't have any legal tender currency struck on them, mm-hmm. will be cheaper than a coin. I will lead them in that direction. It's really contingent on the preference of the person that's buying it. Mm-hmm. So we do ask a lot of questions prior to making any, you know, kind of advice to them as to what to buy.
And you mentioned how the bars are cheaper than a coin. Can you explain that? I don't know about that. And I'm sure some viewers who are just learning this too are curious as well.
Yeah, the bars don't have nearly as much detail. If you look at any of these coins that are in this case,
they're almost like
you can
artwork.
See the details, correct. Yeah. So you see the details. A lot of the bars, they are just cast bars. They're poured and they just have very little design to them. There's a lot less in making or minting those bars than there is in coins. Generally, they are also larger in size. The larger you go in size, typically the less premium you'll pay per ounce. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, right now, just given on any given day, you'll see that today a 1 ounce Silver Eagle will have a premium, let's say, of $6 over spot. Mm-hmm. A 10 ounce bar will have a $4 over ounce premium. Mm-hmm. A 100 ounce bar will have a $3.50 premium per ounce. So the larger you go, the less you pay in premium per ounce. Mm-hmm. So that's generally the way it works.
And so my last question is, you see all the embroidery on the coins, you see all the art on the coins. How is that? Are you getting them like this coin, 1904? Like, are these all old coins or are they being designed? How are they manufactured?
So these coins, yes, that is a 1904. The one that's in front of it is, and again, a 1904. I don't know if you can grab those if they're still 1904, but they're all going to be somewhat similar in size.
Yeah, that one's 1904
so
too.
This is 1904. Mm-hmm. So these are all minted a long, long time ago. Mm-hmm. These were, you know, from history, these were safe from confiscation because they were considered collectibles. Mm-hmm. The United States coins, they started making these coins roughly in 1986. Mm-hmm. So they're all, for the most part, modern day, although 1986, you weren't nearly born then, were you? Yeah, I was. I was 12 at the time when they
still
started making
super
yeah,
young.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. These were then started to be made by the United States Mint in 86. Mm-hmm. So what we consider them as modern day coins, they have not really changed design much. There are a little bit of differentials on some of these. The Silver Eagles changed design on the reverse in 2021. Mm-hmm. In the second part, they moved what was called from type 1 to type 2, and the design changed from a full scale. I think I sold one of them, but there would be a differential between the reverse on it where you see the eagles here as an, you see the actual bird. The other one was more of an animated eagle. They do change from time to time, and the same holds true with the 1 ounce, that they've made some changes to it. But no, they for the most part, over the course of time, have kept a fairly fluent design to those coins, but very detailed nonetheless. The United States Silver Eagle and Gold Eagle are perhaps one of the most detailed gold and silver kind coins that are minted.
Well, I love to hear it all. Honestly, this has been so interesting for me. And not only did I get to learn the history of your company, but I got to learn history of coins as well.
There you go.
I didn't even think I'd be doing that.
Well, it is certainly my pleasure to do so. And any other questions you have, please come back.
Oh, of course, I'd love to. So nice meeting you.
Thank you, Tiffany. I appreciate
it.
Thank you. My pleasure.